我哋今日开首要睇哥罗西书。
We'll begin this evening in our study of the book of Colossians.
弟兄姊妹已经开始系读住在在基督里。
As brothers and sisters have already begun reading together the book Abide in Christ.
所以我哋又跟住又配合埋嚟读哥罗西书。
We will then supplement that reading with our study in the book of Colossians.
这样是会比我们大家能够更加有把晓得为什么是要住在基督里。
And as we get into the study, we'll come to know exactly why we need to abide in Christ.
在基督以外，有没有可能有可居住的地方？
Is it possible that we would find another dwelling place outside of Christ?
哥罗西书就很清楚叫我们看到基督是谁。
Colossians is a study that can allow us to see exactly who Christ is.
在基督以外，你没办法再寻找到另外一个对象，可以你居住在其中。
And certainly outside of Christ, we will never be able to find another object or another being that we are able to dwell in whom we are able to dwell.
我哋先轮系读完过，读完咗以弗所书。
Not long ago, we finished our study in Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹，如果你稍微留意到圣经嘅嗰个内容嘅话咧
，If you at the very least take note of some of the content of the Bible.
我哋曉得有三卷寫俾教會嘅書信咧，係一般佢哋稱佢哋為監獄書信。
There are three books that are found in the Bible that people have grouped together to call them the prison letters.
一封就係以弗所啦。
One is the book, the letter to the Ephesians.
另外一封就係腓立比啦。
And the second would be the letter to the Philippians.
还有一封就是哥罗西了。
And the third would be the letter to the Colossians.
是写给教会的。
And these are books that are written to the church.
当然还有一封叫做腓利门书，都是在同时候在监狱里面写的。
There's actually another book, Philemon, that was also written at the same time, that was also written with Paul in prison.
但是那封信的收信人是个人，所以我们又不称他。
But,
又不将它归入这三本书的里头。
But we do not include it with these other three because that particular letter was written specific to an individual and not written to the church as a whole.
弟兄姊妹，在我们读哥罗西书的时候呢，我们也稍微要知道一下哥罗西书的背景。
As we begin our study of Colossians, we have to have an understanding of the background.
就是我们晓得圣灵为什么在那个时候来感动保罗写这一封信。
So we will come to know why the Holy Spirit moved Paul in such a way to write that particular letter at that particular time.
我们晓得这几封书信，所谓监狱书信，都是在同时间的。
Now, these three prison letters were written around the same time.
差不多是就是在那段保罗坐监嗰两年几嘅时间
it was all written within the 2 year time frame that Paul was imprisoned.
咁喺一般嚟讲，教会嘅情形应该系差唔得太多。
So on the one hand, the situation surrounding the church would be very similar, that it wouldn't have changed very much within that time frame.
但系虽然话系差唔得太多咧，仍然有各个地方教会嘅。
And even though the overall situation or condition of the church would have been relatively the same, there are, of course, individual assemblies as idiosyncrasies.
以弗所教会呢，是比较是追求更深的成长的教会。
The church at Ephesus was consisted of individuals who pursue spiritually a little bit more.
所以圣灵感动保罗写以弗所的时候，就特别是突出一件事情，就是教会是基督的身体。
And as such, when Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians, the emphasis was so that the recipients would realize and see that the church was the body of Christ.
腓立比教会当时是因为发生有不同心的事。
And that the church at Philippi, there was some discontent, there was discord that was ongoing.
所以圣灵特别感动保罗写腓立比书的时候，非常明显地指出基督是我们的一切。
And so when Paul wrote the letter to the Philippians, he was very certain to direct the theme to being so that people would see that Christ is our all.
或者说基督是我们追求的那个目标。
Or another perspective would be that Christ would be the object of our pursuit.
或者说基督是一切的属灵的难处的解决的方法。
Another perspective would be that Christ is the solution to all of our spiritual difficulties.
但是读我们看到哥罗西书的时候呢，
when we come to Colossians,
我们就很容易发现到，
it's very easy for us to see
在哥罗西书里面那个主题是叫我们看到基督是教会的头。
That the theme in Colossians is that Christ is the head of the church.
以弗所书是教会是基督的身体。
Now, Ephesians' theme was that the church was the body of Christ.
基督是教会的头，就成了哥罗西的主题。
And the theme of Colossians, though, is that Christ is the head of the church.
咁点解喺哥罗西呢封书信嘅里边系特别强调到基督系教会嘅头呢？
Why is it that the emphasis or the theme of Colossians is that Christ is the head of the church?
因为如果我哋细细睇入去嘅时候，你就会睇到好清楚嘅一件事。
Well, if we are meticulous in our reading, we will be able to discover it as we read into the words.
第一章就叫你好清楚留意到基督是神的旨意。
The very first chapter allows us to see that Christ is the will of God.
第二章的时候就叫我们看到基督是神的奥秘。
Chapter 2 allows us to see that Christ is the mystery of God.
第三章的时候你就看到基督是我们的生命。
Chapter 3 tells us that Christ is our life.
第四章的时候就叫我们活出基督。
Chapter 4 then tells us or teaches us to live out Christ.
但是为什么圣灵当时是用一个这样的主题来跟哥罗西的教会去交通呢？
But again, the question arises, why is it that the Holy Spirit permitted or led the writer to write in such a way to share this particular theme with the recipients of this letter.
我们就要先来看看哥罗西的背景。
Well, we have to go to the background of Colossians.
早几年和弟兄们去根据保罗服侍主所行走的路程呢，就去去中东同埋去欧洲行咗一圈。
Couple years ago, I was able to join a group of brothers and sisters to retrace the steps or the missionary trips of Paul throughout the Middle East and Europe.
就去到哥罗西。
And so we arrived at Colossae.
但哥罗西而家呢，就只有得个名嘅啫。
But today there is just the name of Colossae there.
嗰处已经你冇办法睇到再有一个城市喺嗰处。
You no longer are able to see a city established there.
几乎可以话系好荒凉嘅一啲嘅田地。
You can say that is quite desolate. It's a desolate or a wilderness place.
如果我哋读圣经嘅时候呢，
if we read the Bible, though,
我哋会发现圣经里边特别提及到有三个地方佢哋系好黐埋嘅。
That the Bible records for us or tells us about three specific locations that are very well connected or they're associated with each other.
这三个地方呢, 在哥罗西书里面都提到的。
And all three of these particular cities or places are made mention of in Colossians.
但等一下你翻到去第四章,
Let's turn to chapter 4 first.
你留意看13节。
And look at verse 13.
那时就说, 他为你们和老底家并希拉波立的弟兄多多劳苦。
Verse 13 says, I bear witness of him that, that he has a deep concern for you and for those who are in Laodicea and Hierapolis.
这个就是指着上文所讲的以巴弗。
And this refers to the person of
Epaphras,
referring to that particular brother.
他是哥罗西教会里面的人。
That he is a member of the church at Colossae.
他在保罗坐监的时候, 他是从哥罗西, 是哥罗西的弟兄们, 差遣他出去呢, 还是他自己个人出去呢, 我们不太知道。 但是呢, 他是去到罗马陪着保罗。
He was an individual, a brother, who was either sent by the brethren at Colossae or who came on his own accord. But nevertheless, he came to accompany Paul while Paul was in Rome.
所以保罗说他为你们和希拉波立和老底加这三个地方的弟兄姊妹呢, 劳苦来服侍我。
And so, therefore, Paul is able to testify or give witness to the fact that this particular brother was the one who came to serve and help me and on behalf of you and also the people, the brethren at Laodicea and Hierapolis.
那咁呢处你睇到有三个地方。
So we see that there are three locations that are mentioned.
一个是哥罗西自己本身,
One is inferred, which is Colossae itself.
一个是希拉波罗,
the other would be Hierapolis.
一个就是老底家,
and the third would be Laodicea.
这三个地方在那个时候他们是吃得很埋的。
Now at that particular time, these three locations were very closely associated.
埋到怎样埋法呢?
How close were they?
我或者这样讲你就好知道了。
If I restate it in this particular way, perhaps it would be clear. One would be considered the equivalent of San Francisco.
一个是Daly City.
The other would be Daly City.
一个是南三藩市。
And the other would be South San Francisco.
或者南三藩市更远,或者是Coma.
Oh, maybe that's actually a little too far. Perhaps we can say Coma then.
那你就知道当时那三个城市是这么接近的。
And so you see that these three particular locations were very close in close proximity.
这三个城市的里头呢, 两个城市如今你找不到了。
And today you are unable to find two of these cities anymore.
只剩下一个希拉波立呢, 还是非常的兴, 非常发达的一个城市。
The only city that remains in today, modern time, is Hierapolis, which continues to be a thriving city.
哥罗西就剩下一个名在那里。
Colossae, it really is just there by name.
就不成为一个城市了。
No longer is it a city, per se.
居民呢, 也都是疏疏落落。
It is sparsely populated.
老底家呢, 就简直就是一个废墟。
Laodicea is a waste, is a waste, a ruin.
在老底家如今所剩下的呢, 就是一些 烂墙烂屋。
And what you find there is just ruins, remnants of houses and remnants of buildings.
我本来今晚来之前，我准备想抄一啲我哋嗰阵时影嘅相，嚟俾大家睇睇而家嘅呢几个地方嘅情形。
I had intended to find or to locate the photos that I had taken of the modern day. Laodicea for brothers and sisters to see.
很可惜, 我们当时在这三个地方没留下多少个记录。
Unfortunately, looking back at the various photos, I discovered that we did not take very many photos of these particular places.
所以我只能讲俾你听，就冇办法，冇嘢俾你睇。
So I can only tell you about them, and I'm unable to show it to you in the photo.
呢三个地方喺当时嚟讲都系非常非常发达嘅城市嚟嘅。
But at that particular time, all three of these cities were thriving cities.
希拉波勒系一个商业嘅城市。
Hierapolis was a merchant city.
老底嘉是一个旅游的城市.
Laodicea was a place for tourism.
哥罗西呢可以话是一个文化城.
And Colossae, you might say, was a very cultured city.
这三个城市有它们的特色.
Each one of these cities had their own uniqueness.
但是如今只是剩下那个商业的城市.
But the only place that remains now is the merchant city of Hierapolis.
你知道你读启示录的时候，你读到有一封信系写俾老底嘉嘅。Now,
in the book of Revelation, we know that there is a letter that's written to the church of Laodicea.
我哋从启示录嗰封信上边咧，能够睇到点解老底嘉会败落。
And from the letter written to the church at Laodicea, we are able to deduce exactly why the city of Laodicea came into ruin.
为什么一个本来是这么繁荣的一个城市，现在就变成一个废墟呢？
How such a prosperous and magnificent city came to its end, being now just merely ruins.
因为喺嗰个城，因为系旅游城。
Now it was a city for tourism.
所以物质上面嗰个发达系好特别。
So there are very special materialistic things that were found there.
特别都影响到当时嘅老底嘉教会都企唔稳佢哋要企嘅地位。
They were so special and unique in character that it became the factors which influenced the church of Laodicea so that the church itself was not able to stand in its proper place. And they were also the factors which prompted the eventual ruin of that particular city. Now, Colossae itself,
在当时来讲，几乎可以话系比希腊文化系冲击得相当厉害嘅一个咁样嘅城市。
It was very, very well influenced by the Greeks.
而使哥罗西呢封书信呢，就系同呢一个咁样嘅情形有好密切嘅关联。
And the very letter written to Colossians deals intimately with that particular factor as a backdrop.
所以我哋读哥罗西书嘅时候呢，圣灵唔系单单俾我哋知道哥罗西教会当日嘅情形。So
when we read through Colossians, not only does it allow us a glimpse into the church at Colossae at that particular time,
亦都同时呢，系俾我哋一个好明显嘅正面。
But also provides for a very direct guidance for us. And that is for us to recognize and see who Christ is. This is what we see directly. Indirectly, it also reminds us how we are to follow after the Lord.
因为在当日的哥罗西的弟兄姊妹，他们是非常爱主，又非常热心的。For
the brethren at Colossae at that particular time, they were deeply zealous for the Lord, and they pursued after the Lord.
你从第一章的第四节那处，你可以看到他们当时的那个属灵的情形。And
even just one verse, found verse 4 in chapter 1, gives us a picture of their spiritual condition.
那处怎么说呢？他说听见你们在基督耶稣里面的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，又为着你们 存留在天上面的盼望，这个盼望就是你们从前在福音真理上面所听见的。
Verse 4 states, Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, Verse 5 says, Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你就可以晓得当时的哥罗西的教会的弟兄姊妹，他们向着神去入非常的热心。
So we are able to deduce that the brethren at Colossae was very fervent in their heart for the Lord.
好按着神的话语的吩咐去追求。
That they pursued, that their pursuit was based upon the word of the Lord.
你说既然是这样，哥罗西教会应该不发生难处。
So you might raise a question, if that was indeed the case, then why would there be problems that would arise for the church at Colossae?
但个问题就在这个地方。
But the issue is this.
当神的儿女向神发热心的时候，
When the children of God is fervent, has a fervency for the Lord,
我们就碰到一个问题了。
Then we find that there arises a problem.
是不是热心爱神就一定保证我们在神的面前有成长呢？
Does fervency for God become a factor which will solidify our continued pursuit and growth in the Lord?
在人的想象的里面来讲，个答案就话，梗系啦。
Now, from our perspective, from man's perspective, the answer is, of course it will.
但事实上边系唔系呢？
But in reality, is that so?
整个的教会历史给我们看到就不是。
The entirety of church history tells us that the answer is no.
哥罗西书就更加明显的在真道上面来向我们说明，如果只是有热心，只是有火热呢，不一定在神的面前有准确的成长。
The letter to the Colossians indeed tells us, or very depicts very well for us, the fact that in the terms of the truth, that it is insufficient merely to have fervency or a zeal for the Lord to be a guarantee for a continued growth and maturation in the Lord.
不单止没有准确的成长,
not only will there not be an accurate growth,
甚至是会走到和主完全相反的那个这样的地步。
But on the contrary, it might even cause us or cause one to come to a point where we become contrary to the Lord Himself.
在教会历史里面所发生的事情，我们就不在我们这次读经的范围的里面。
Now, in terms of the developments throughout church history, that is outside of the scope of our study for this evening.
我们就不去提它了。
So we will not mention about them.
但若果我们能够将哥罗西书的信息掌握得到呢？
But if we're able to grasp hold of the message of the book of Colossians,
我们也能够了解到在教会历史里面所发生各样的偏离那个原因在哪里？
Then we actually would touch upon and get a glimpse of exactly the factors which causes one to go off tangent from the Lord throughout all church history.
刚才我同弟兄姊妹提及到哥罗西这个地理环境呢，是在一个物质的丰富的地区。
Now, earlier I had already alluded to the fact that the city of Colossae was in and of itself a very materialistic and very abundant, a city that was very abundant in materialistic things.
所以在当时那个社会的生活呢，是非常的，不单只是平稳，而且是丰富。
So not only was life in the society, Colossae, very good, but in fact it was in abundance.
当人生活在这种这样的情况底下的时候呢，他们就有很多的 机会嚟去俾佢哋去寻找各样佢哋愿意寻找嘅事。
And when someone lives in that type of environment, there are vast opportunities that are afforded to them to pursue and indulge in matters that they want to indulge and pursue.
用人嘅说话嚟讲。
And so from just using our man's vocabulary,
当人嘅物质嘅生活冇缺乏嘅时候，
when there is no lack in our material life,
人就需要寻找精神嘅生活。
Then that those individuals in that situation would pursue for matters which raises their consciousness.
应该是精神生活，应该是是个 mental need 呢，还是个 spiritual need？
That would stimulate their mental needs, spiritual matters.
咁所以喺咁喺当时哥罗西嗰咁嘅环境咧，你晓得唔休息冇唔休冇饭食。
So from the earthly standpoint, in Colossae, there was no lack in food or in any of the supplies for them on a daily basis.
所以喺生活里边，佢哋就要求有更高嘅内容。
And because of that, then their standards were raised. That they, their standards were raised.
更丰富嘅内容。
That there needed to be even more abundance.
或者话用人嘅话嚟讲，就系要有多姿多彩嘅嗰种咁样嘅。生活嘅内容 variety，
that they need more variety and stimulation in their lives。
嗱，点知会喺呢种咁嘅情嘅底下咧，而佢哋当时所生存嘅嗰个环境啊。
And so in the life that they lived in that particular society，
希腊嘅文化嘅影响好大。
They were greatly influenced by the Greek society and culture。
犹太人当时在那个地方对的聚居呢，亦都是很多。
And there were many Jews who were living in that particular locality.
所以犹太教的那个律法的精神又是非常非常的发达。
So the spirit of Judaism was very much in vogue.
再加上它地理上面的那个环境是刚刚是在东西方的那个交通的一个要道的上面。
And added to that was the geographical location that they were in the, essentially at a very important point that linked the east to the west.
咁所以东方的一啲嘅思想嘅，亦喺佢哋嘅中间有好多嘅影响。
And as such, then
东方文化嘅思想。
There was the Eastern philosophy and influence that permeated their lives as well, and that greatly influenced them.
所以喺嗰个时候，喺嗰个时期咧，哥罗西人嗰种嘅思想咧，可以讲，你可以一方面话佢哋好丰富，但从另一个角度嚟讲，你可以话佢系好复杂。
And so you can look at their society and the way that it was structured, and you can say that their lives were very much in abundance, or that there was a great deal of variety. Or on the other hand, you could look at it and say that there was it was too complicated.
Now, 希腊嘅文化，佢嗰个主题就系肯定人嘅自我。
Now, in terms of Greek culture and Greek philosophy, it emphasized the individual.
这个纯粹是一个哲学的思想来。
And so this is a philosophical type of work.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读历史的时候，我们会知道整个西方的文化呢，一个很基本的那个影响的原因就是希腊文化。
And we know, historically speaking, Western society has also been greatly influenced in its development by the Greek philosophy.
很出名的几个人，我相信弟兄姊妹虽然你唔识佢，你都识佢个名噶啦。
And just by name, we know of the renowned Greeks. Even if we don't know them per se, of course we know them.
一个柏拉图啦 ，Plato.
By their reputation, one would be Plato.
一个叫亚里士多德啦。
And the other would be Aristotle.
嗱，我哋呢啲嘅时候，你唔识佢，佢又唔识你，不过你都听过你个名啊。
Right, so you don't know them, and they don't know you neither, but at the very least you have heard their names.
这些人,他们的思想一直影响着西方的文化。
And these particular philosophers and their teaching have continually become an influence upon Western society as Western society grew.
而希腊文化的精华就是肯定自我。
And the sole focus of Greek philosophy was on the self and the importance of the self.
这个肯定自我呢,从前一直到如今呢,都是很受人欢迎的。
And so, this philosophy of self-confirmation was greatly welcomed by individuals.
而猶太教呢,他们是,那个精神呢,是很严谨的生活。
Now, for Judaism, the spirit or the teaching of Judaism is to have a very solemn outlook of life.
东方的那种文化呢,就是比较迷信的成分是多一点,而就引动人去,如果用回哥罗西书里面所讲的,就是推动人去倾向那个 禁欲的思想。
And so the Eastern philosophy, because it is greatly influenced by superstition, there is a tendency towards what's called asceticism, which is the renouncing of the self.
当时哥罗西的人呢,就是这种这样的文化的
And so the people at Colossae were right in the middle of all of these influences.
这种这样的文化的影响呢,从外表去看,和今天我们在这个地上生存的人呢,的情形呢,是几乎在同一个原则那里。
And if you look closely, that type of cultural and philosophical influence at that time is also very relevant for us today in Western society.
如果在我们今天这个生存这个环境,
so let me pose a question to you. What do we hear most often when it comes to Western culture or our culture today as in society?
多元化 即是你要容納各種各樣不同的種族文化,要容納所有的不同,跟你不同的事物。
And so it's a matter of...
多元化應該有一個 proper name的。
Tolerant? What? Tolerance, which is to accept many different types of cultures or thoughts that might be very different from your own, but that there needs to be a tolerance for an acceptance of everything.
那最近在美国有个辩论得很厉害的，就是大学入学那个平权那件事情，叫什么？Equal right.
And so,
那个基础就是说要多元化。
And so one of the big battles is on equal rights within specifically the scope of college entrance and admission.
现在我们所处的那个社会的环境呢,在原则上面呢,是和当时哥罗西所处的环境呢,是完全一样。
So in principle, what we find today that's prevalent in terms of thought and culture is is very, very similar to what we find in Colossae at that particular time. But it is even more complex nowadays. We might say, well, there's more variety now. And so that's why it is of great use that we're able to look into this particular study and for us to understand what is the ground on which we stand. And this is a very critical issue for us to
understand.
So what was the greatest danger or greatest influence that was posed to the Christian who was living in the day of in Colossae? Now, they, first of all, were very fervent in their love for the Lord. And they were more than willing to pursue for growth in the Lord. And so, under that type of motivation, naturally, then it progressed to a point where they longed to find some method or some way by which they would be able to more readily or more speedily acquire their goals. Now, let's just take away the content of what they were pursuing for and just look at just the heart that they had. If you just look at what they want to achieve, their objective, would you say that is wrong? Absolutely not. Who can sit there and argue that this objective is wrong? We want to pursue growth to a point where we are lifted up to a higher level. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong when it comes to the desire that was there. But what Colossians allows us to see is that their heart, though that was correct, yet their conclusion was absolutely wrong. Well, then why? Then that means critically there was a very important factor that lie between the desire and their conclusion. And that is the path. Remember, brothers and sisters, that our Lord Himself pronounced that He was the way, the truth, and the life. That outside of Him, no one can come to the Father. And this is the only way. Because He tells us specifically, except for Me, no one can come to the Father. It was absolute. Only Christ.
And
the reason which prompted the Colossians to, although they had the proper beginning of a strong desire, yet they detoured away from the proper goal and subsequently fell and into a failure. Came to failure was because they had taken the wrong way to achieve their goal. So then, in what way was their path wrong? Very simply, you could just say that they left Christ. It's not that they rejected Christ, but rather that they left Christ. They continue to accept Christ. But they did not cling on to, or that was not their absolute, the absolute thing that they clung on to.
嗱，頂住呢個就係一個好嚴肅嘅問題。
And so because of that, this becomes a very solemn matter.
而家我哋先去睇當日哥羅西嘅教會。嗱，呢個係一個原則嘅問題。我特別咁樣提呢，就唔單止讓弟兄姊妹你睇當日嘅哥羅西，同時亦睇今日嘅我哋所面對嘅環境。
And so this is by principle only. This is what we see as a principle.Because I don't want for us just to look at the Colossians and the way that they lived their lives then. But we want to be able to learn and to be able to see how it applies to us today in our current society.
在当时哥罗西的教会，那个社会的里面，影响人的心思的呢，很重要的是一个希腊哲学的一个支流。Branch.
So what the great influence that affected the Colossians at that particular time was one branch of philosophy that stemmed from the Greeks.
在哲學上面來講，就稱佢個哲學嗰個範嗰個派別上面來講呢，一般稱佢哋稱為智慧派
，agnostic. The people were referred to as the agnostics, those who were with knowledge.
那他们为什么叫做智慧派呢？
Well, why were they called the agnostics?
因为他们当时有一个这样的主张。
It's because they had this particular outlook.
他说人是可以凭着自己的努力去达到属灵的最高点。
And they espoused the thinking that man is able and capable to rely upon their own means to achieve a higher spiritual realm.
你可以运用你自己的智慧来去寻找你要去行走的路。
That man is able to utilize their own inherent wisdom to be able to pursue the path that they needed to go.
而那条路是怎样的呢？
And how is that path that they were to pursue?
他们就做出一个这样的教导出来。
Well, then they structure their teaching in this way.
他说神当然是最高的。
Of course, God is the highest being.
在神所做的人的当中呢，在神所做同人同神有关联的活物的当中呢，人是最低的。
And when it comes to God's creation, that in reality, man is the lowest form.
但是呢，你可以有条件从最低的就想去到最高的，去到那个地步的时候呢，你就不再是人了，你就成为神。
But though man is situated at the lowest level, yet it isThey have the capability, the inherent capability, to be able to move upwards and in such a way that they're able to achieve their goals to reach the highest level. And once they do achieve that highest level, no longer are they mortal, but they become immortal.
那弟兄姊妹，你如果稍微耳力或者会好熟行啊，你凡是读过希腊嗰啲古仔嘅呢，啲故事嘅呢，啲希腊嘅神话。
Maybe this is something up Jara's alley. If you have ever read through the Greek mythology,
你睇到希腊嘅神嘅文学嘅里边呢，几乎都系好似系多神教嘅发表嚟。
That it is multi. What's the right word? There are many gods in their culture.
但是你读入去的时候呢，你发现那个实际的内容呢是无神的。
But if though on appearance, on the surface, it seems that there are many gods that influence their lives or that are in control of their lives. Yet if you look deep into it, realistically.They are espousing or teaching a philosophy that says that there is no God.
很有意思的，好像是一个多神的包装，而包装出来的内容是无神的。
It's very unique. Because on the outside, what you see is the package that shows that there are many, many gods that influence life. And yet, if you look deep within, you find that realistically, they're teaching that there is no God. Theology, essentially, being agnostic, is that man then becomes the central character, the central being, that there is a focus on man himself.
有冇讀過一個故仔啊？係講本來人中間係冇火嘅，後來呢就有喺人當中咧就有啲火啦，有啲火嚟應用咧就產生咗好多好處啦。有冇讀過嗰個故仔？
Have you ever read that particular myth?
你教文學嘅人。Have
you ever heard that myth where there was no fire that was available for mankind, and somehow or another that fire came into being, and as such that it was able then to propagate many benefits for mankind. So this is the type of thing that maybe Jara is able to identify with, as she would have taught this type of literature for her kids. And if you don't know those type of stories, maybe you can ask her. And the content is very similar in many of the mythology that we read in Greek mythology. So we see that outwardly, the entire heavens are filled with different gods. But you see that the focus of it all is for man and man alone. It is a very hidden, it's a very subtle form of theology that teaches essentially agnosticism. So again, for the agnostics who were the teachers at that time, their teaching was, how then can you move up and to be able to come to a point where you achieve those goals?
他们就说,在神和人的中间呢,
And so they teach you that God has established many levels of angels.
所以呢, 你要透过去敬拜天使,
and so, because of the very many levels of angels that exist between man and God, you have to come into a practice where you worship those various angels in the various levels.
你要运用你自己的思想去寻找到一个敬拜天使的方式和方法，这样你就可以一层一层的升高。
And so you must take it upon yourself to embrace and to find methods by which you achieve angel worship, and as such that you're able to lift yourself up to the next level and the next level, and to continue forward on the upward way in this manner. And now the highest level of the heavenly angels is Jesus.
然后当你到果树的时候呢，你连同佢嘅时候呢，你再上去就系神了。
And if you come to that point where you have achieved that particular level of growth, then you just have one more step to go, and above him is God.
我系用最简单嘅嗰个方式系咁样话俾你知。
And so this is the teaching in its simplest form.
当然，实际嗰个就唔系好似我讲得咁简单啦。
So, of course, in reality, it's not as simple as we have stated
tonight.
Because if it was really that simple, then of course it doesn't, then it, by definition, it cannot be a philosophical type of
system.
Now, the brethren at Colossae was influenced by this type of society.
所以他们就说, 是的, 这个是方法。
And so they took it upon themselves to say, well, yeah, that makes sense. This is a way.
神叫我们藉着主耶稣可以得到神所定规的一切吗？
Well, God had already said that it's through Jesus Christ that we're able to achieve what we need to achieve.
那如今我们怎样能够得到主耶稣？
Well, how can we attain Jesus Christ?
现在我们找到方法了。
Well, now this is a way for us.
敬拜天使了。
So let's worship the angels.
但如果你真的要敬拜天使的话呢？
But if we are to really worship the angels,
你必须生活上面要很严谨。
We must be very solemn in terms of our daily living.
这个严谨的想法呢，就同犹太教是非常接近。
This then leads them to accept the influence of Judaism, which in and of itself teaches them to be very solemn in their life.
你不单止是要生活很严谨,
so not only must they live a very, very strict and conscientious life,
而且还要非常非常地去限制人的自己,
but it
also, 要有个意志去限制人的自己,
so it takes on the influence of asceticism, which is to keep yourself or maintain control over your body.
东方的文化的思想呢，又非常合适这个。
Well, that is just another step to Eastern philosophy, which also espouses that type of teaching.
你不能够让太多的欲望来骚扰着你的心思的纯净。That
you cannot allow for the physical or the fleshly matters to influence your inner being, your inner development.
所以你必须要很有意志的力量去禁止你思想上面的那种的复杂。
So therefore, you must take it upon yourself to exert all, possible influence to restrict your thinking or your thoughts.
同时呢，要限制你唔好喺物质嘅生活嘅里边太放纵。
And to limit yourself from from exposing yourself to various pleasures of this materialistic world.
So this 复杂杂嘅嗰种嘅文化嘅思想咧，就造成咗当时哥罗西教会嘅弟兄姊妹喺主嘅面前有热心，但系又偏离咗道路，以致到产生一个结果，得唔着神同人中间嘅嗰个正常。
And as such, all of these philosophical and cultural influences came directly upon the church at Colossae, and then influenced them to a point where, although they had the proper heart and desire, that they took the wrong way, and as such, they were not able to maintain a normal growth of their Christian life. To a point where they failed, they came into failure.
所以在这样的情况下，哥罗西教会是走在一条非常非常危险的路上。And
as such, the church at Colossae was traveling along a very, very dangerous path.
因为在外面来看，他们并没有什么太坏的事情做过。
Because if you look at them from the outside, it doesn't seem that they were engaging in various bad type of action or particular activities.
以前呢，你睇从外表去睇嘅时候，佢哋仲系非常非常嘅好嘅去追求道德上边嘅嗰个高尚。
Indeed, if you look at them, you might say, well, they are actually maintaining a very high moral standard and high moral pursuit.
但实际上面呢,
but in fact, they had already left the salvation path that was laid out by God long ago.
那所以弟兄姊妹, 当你了解到这个背景，然后再读去哥罗西书的时候呢
？So now, if we understand that backdrop and now read into Colossians,
你就了解到哦，点解当时圣灵会用啲咁样嘅说话嚟向教会发声
？Then you will know why the Holy Spirit utilizes particular phrases or to state particular things in that particular way to speak to the church at that time.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我哋而家嚟睇一睇，我喺圣经上边，啱先我特别已经同弟兄姊妹提过，而家我哋直接入去圣经嘅经文嘅里边去睇嗰啲说话。
So this is just an overview, but let's now go directly into the very words contained in Scripture.
我哋留意到第一章喺第九节
，Verse 9 of Chapter 1。
第九节咧，保罗就话。我听到你哋嗰种嘅情形嘅时候，净系上高保罗冇话佢哋唔好，保罗喺嗰处咧系指出佢哋喺神嘅面前蒙纪念嘅嗰个历史。
Now, Paul never mentioned in the context which preceded this that they were doing poorly. Instead, what Paul emphasized was on those particular points that were actually remembered by God.
保罗提到他们在神的面前对的那些的追求。
And Paul delineated the various positive pursuits that they had before God.
但第九节你留意。
But verse 9 though, take note.
留意保罗，他说，我就听到你们的时候，我就不停地为你们祈祷。
This is,that Paul, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you.
祈祷什么呢?
But to pray for what?
下面有一段的说话。
And what follows then is a series of words.
但是集中在一句说话那时。
But realistically, you can sum them all up into one phrase.
那个说话就是跟着说,不停地为你们祈祷。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上面满心知道神的旨意。
And that is the very end of verse 9, where it says, to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
是你们要用着你们那个一切属灵的智慧悟性去好完整的这样去明白神的旨意。
And that is that in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, that they might fully and completely come to know the will of God.
等着我们常常提的。
Now, oftentimes we make mention,
究竟我们说去明白神的旨意，神有几多的旨意呢?
How many will does God possess?If we are to understand God's will.
如果我们不回到神的话里面的时候，在我们的直觉里面，我们觉得神有很多旨意。
If we don't come back to the very word of God, and just based on our own intellectual understanding, we would think that God had many, many wills.
我们会想到，我读书我要找哪间学校，神的旨意是怎样呢？
If I'm a student, I'm thinking, okay, what is God's will for me? Which school should I attend?
我读完书要寻找工作了，咁神就点样带领我呢？神嘅旨意系点样显出嚟喺我揾工作嘅事情上边？
And so if I'm a graduate and now I'm looking for work, I'm thinking, okay, what is God's will for me here? How will God's will be manifested for me to know which job to look for and which job to pursue?
我今日见到以汪嘅时候，以汪系好开心，佢拎个手指俾我睇下，咁你知道系咩件事啦？
And so this today when I saw Yvonne, at first.Very happily, she came up to me and she showed me what was on her finger. So you know what that means?
但你曉得，在我們一生的裡面，我們總會有一些這樣的時候，我們會尋找究竟在婚姻的配搭的上面，神的旨意是怎樣的呢？
And so, without exception, we would come to a point where we would consider about potential spouses and we would think, well, how does God lead me there? What is God's will for me in terms of my potential spouse?
我们说当然这一切都是属于神的旨意的范围。
So we all know and understand that all of these fall within God's will.
但是这一切呢不是神 所要我哋去领会嘅嗰个旨意。
But none of these wills, quote unquote, are the will that God desires for us to focus and fixate on.
因为呢咁多喺生活上面嗰个带领，系神嘅旨意里头嘅附属嘅内容。
Because God's guidance in these various many aspects of our daily lives are merely merely one aspect of God's eternal will.
所以你我哋读圣经嘅时候咧，你常常发现神一提到佢嘅旨意嘅时候，大多数嘅时候，神嘅旨意系单数嘅。
And so whenever we come to the biblical reading of the will of God, the majority, almost exclusively, it is a singular will of God.
好似俾我哋睇到话神嘅旨意只有一个嘅啫。
It seems to indicate to us that God has only one singular eternal will.
事实上面神嘅旨意真系一个。
And indeed, God does only have one singular will.
咁究竟嗰个神嘅旨意系乜嘢呢
？And so, if so, what is that singular will?
佢嘅内容系乜嘢呢
？And what is the content of that will?
呢个就系保圣灵用保罗喺处特别指出嚟嘅。
Well, this is.Where the Holy Spirit utilizes Paul to specify it for us.
啊，哥罗西人啊，你哋系爱主，你哋系追求主，但系你哋必须要注意一件事情，去明白，完全嘅去明白神嘅旨意。
O people of Colossae, you love the Lord and you pursue after the Lord.But above all else, with all wisdom and understanding, you must come to know fully, completely, the will of God.
你知道咁呢个神嘅旨意，佢会引出一个咩嘅结果呢
？Well, what will the will of God bring for us?
底下佢又讲咗一段嘅说话。
Well, he goes on to tell us.
如果你按着神嘅旨意系咁样嚟活，就带出咁嘅结果。
That if you abide by the will of God and live accordingly, then this would be the end result.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
你留意到保罗这个这样的祈祷，乃是为着要叫神的儿女去认识神的旨意，乃是基督，是神的儿子。
Thanks be to God that the Holy Spirit utilizes this recording of Paul's prayer to allow us to understand that God's focus, God's central will is the understanding that Christ is His will.
神的意志乃是神的旨意的中心。
That the Son of God is the very focal point of God's will.
神的旨意所有是为着祂自己的意志。
And everything contained within the will of God is for the purpose of the Son.
在第一章里面几乎是用了最重的说话来去说明神的意志。
In all of chapter 1, the heaviestvocabulary is used to refer to and point specifically to the Son of God.
原来你睇落去嘅时候就睇到点解神嘅儿子系咁紧要。
And if you look into it, you will discover why is the Son of God so important.
点解神要佢嘅儿子喺宇宙嘅中间，或者话喺万有嘅里边，系做一个咁样嘅安排呢
？And why has this arrangement been made for the Son of God within all of creation of everything that is in existence.
底下就特别提到了。
In the context to follow, it specifically mentions it.
因为神要将按着神的形象被造的人是带到一个地步，就是神起初造人的时候的那个目的。
And that is so that creation, which was created in God's image, that mankind might be brought back to God's original intent when He created man.
點解只有基督係嗰條路呢？
Why is Christ the only way?
唔單止係第一章裏面所講嘅，基督喺神嘅計劃嘅裏面，神係將佢點樣擺在嗰個最主要、最不能有別樣去代替嘅嗰個地位嗰度。
Not only does chapter 1 teaches us or tells us that in God's arrangement that God has placed everything to surround Christ and that He is the only one, in fact, that has no substitute to be able to be the focal point of God's eternal will.
同時在神的計劃的裏頭，神是將祂自己本身所有的豐富都摆在祂儿子的里面。
And that God has placed all the fullness in His own Son.
然后就将那些蒙救赎的人又摆在祂儿子的里面。
And then He places all those who have been granted grace, who have received grace, to be placed within His own Son.
叫神所有一切的丰富是成为蒙救赎的人的产业。
So that the fullness of God becomes the inheritance that is set aside for those who have been granted His grace.
而所有蒙救赎的人就成为神自己的发表。
And that those who have been saved would then be the manifestation of God Himself.
那等于会这个是很重要、很重要的事情。
And so this actually is critical. It is very, very important.
神不是人的思想里面所想象出来，我做这样、做那样、做那样，我做得十足的时候，我就爬到最高的顶，然后就同埋最高的天使耶稣连埋一起的时候，就成为神。
So it is not like the philosophy at that time.Espouses where man utilizes his own means to his utmost in order to achieve certain goals, in order to be able then to be like certain angels and to acquire come to a particular level to a point where they become like Christ.
咁如果我哋真系乐意系按着神呢个咁样嘅安排跟神嘅计划去成就神嘅旨意呢？
But if instead we are willing to accept God's arrangement, to accept God's plan, to be able to submit ourselves, to give ourselves over to God,
我们就必定要认定基督是我们的生命。
Then we must come to a point where we confess that Jesus Christ is our life.
我们同这个同基督连接在
And that we are intimately united with Christ in this life.
咁样，当基督喺荣耀里边显现嘅时候，你哋就同埋基督一同显现喺荣耀嘅里头。
And then, if so, when Christ is revealed in all glory, then we shall also be revealed in the glory.
呢个就系神嘅旨意。
And this is God's will.
咁但系叫我哋点样能够？让基督作我们的生命呢？
Well, how can we come to a point where Christ becomes our life?
在地位上面或者在资格上面来讲，是我们接受基督作我们的救主。
The qualification is that we would accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
我们就接受基督作了我们的生命。
And as such, that one step permits for us to have Christ as our life.
这是资格。
But now, this is merely the status or position. This is merely our qualification.
但我们必须要有那个实际。
But we must have then reality.
不是只是仅仅有一个地位，有一个资格。
We can't just fulfill the criteria and have that particular position.
那怎样可以显出这个这样的实际呢？ Well, 要神所作的能够成就在我身上高呢？
Well, how can I have that reality so that all that God, all the works of God might be displayed through me?
哥罗西也同时向我们指出的话，你要跟随基督的生命去活。
Well, Colossians also teaches us that we are to follow Christ in our day-to-day living.
如果按照基督的生命去活的时候,
and when we live according to the life of Christ,
弟兄姊妹,
then the heart of an intent of God is established in us.
而我们亦能够发表神在祂永远的旨意里面所要彰显的。
Then we will be able to display that aspect that is required for, by God within His eternal will in us. We praise and thank our God.
今晚我就是这样,跟弟兄姊妹先将哥罗西书的背景和他的大意提一提。
So this evening we've spent time to introduce brothers and sisters to the letter to the Colossians and to take an overview of what is contained within the book of Colossians.
然后下一次我们聚会的时候,我们就读入去本文那里。
In our next study, we will go into the very words in the letter.
我在今晚我就同弟兄姊妹交通到呢处。
I think I'll end my sharing with brothers and sisters here this evening. Let us pray.
主啊,我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你晓得我们的愚昧和无知。
Because you know of our ignorance and our foolishness.
你晓得我们是盼望能够更高的上到
You know that we desire to achieve, to get to a point where we please you even more. But you also know that more often than not, how we love to go off to pursue our own way. And when we do, how it becomes a hindrance to you to attain in us what you want to attain based on your will.
我们感谢你,
we thank you because you have left for us the letter to the Colossians.
你向我们指出了正确的路,
and in it you have now established for us the proper way.
你向我们解开了你自己工作的内容,
you have revealed to us the content of your work.
你又叫我们明白你作工的道路,
and you have allowed us to understand the way of your work.
保守我们不知道偏离你自己的心思,
keep us such that we would not detour away from your heart and desire.
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
但愿我们的主,你再藉着圣灵的帮助,叫我们更准确,更细致地去认识你所定规的一切。
And Lord, may you utilize the Holy Spirit to allow us to be more mindful and to be more meticulous in knowing your desire for us.
叫我们余下的日子,是一直走到你自己。
So that in the days that lie ahead, that we would be able to pursue and walk along the path that you to which you desire.
救我们脱离宗教的热心,
and save us from the fervency of a religious heart.
救我们脱离人的无知,
save us from man's ignorance.
但愿我们所有一切,
so that our all would be in accordance to Christ Himself. We look to you for your help and your support. Continue to lead us to that day when we will come to see you face to face. We praise you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.